Hi, thank you for waiting on the line, and thank you for calling OMAX Health. This is Ashley, the floor supervisor. Do you have the pleasure of speaking with?
Judith Baker.
Hello, Ms. Baker. What's going on today?
Hi. It seems like I'm having a problem. I've been a long time member and been getting the OMAX professional two boxes every other month for $59.95. My credit card was updated, same number, different expiration, different security code. As soon as I received it, I called OMAX to try and report it and was told you couldn't take the information and I should call closer to the time when I'm due for my next delivery. So I marked down the date. It was the 24th. I called on the 24th. I could not get through to you. I had doctor's appointments that day and the next day, and so I wasn't able to reach you. I received a call, an email from my credit card, Capital One, saying that the price was, the charges were denied. I called OMAX. I didn't realize you weren't open on the weekend. Anyway, I called first thing this morning, spoke to someone who said that I could no longer get it because I didn't call by the date that it was supposed to be sent out. So I don't understand why. I think it's not acceptable to me, and I want to know. I want to be able to get it back the way I had it.
Alrighty, well, let me go ahead and get everything pulled up for you. May I have a zip code to search your name under?
19046.
All right, thank you, Ms. Baker. And just to confirm that street address?
309 Florence Avenue, apartment 614 North, Jenkintown, PA. You know, I had other automatic, charges on this credit card, and I called, gave them the change in information, had no problem, only with you. And now I'm being penalized.
All righty. So, yes, ma'am, it does bring up, I show you did have our OMAX 3, the professional strength, two boxes. Let me see. So that visa information. All right. So, yes, ma'am, that had been canceled. No payment update. I'll see. I'm going to take a look at any offers we have in our system for the professional stream. Yes, ma'am. So at this time in our system, we only have a one-time sale for the Pro Strength, or we have it down for a one-time sale of a three-month supply, which is 15% off to make it $119.95.
Now, I want what I've been having for years. All I had to do was change the credit card. It's not even a different credit card number. All I had to do was change the security code and the expiration date, and you just canceled it?
I did not. No, I didn't.
You know, that's not acceptable. As I said, I had other places. I had Netflix. I had another one, which is an automatic charge. Every month, even, I had no problem with them, only with OMAX.
I apologize. That offer is just no longer in our system to be.
You'd rather lose a customer than put me back where I was?
There, ma'am, I don't think you're understanding. That offer is not in our system.
All you had to do was change the information on my credit card. You don't understand me. It's not like I was getting something new. If I'm calling for a new offer, that's different. All you had to do was change the number on my credit card, the expiration date, and the security code. I tried to do it twice, and it was and I was told, I can't do it, it's too early. Then when I tried to do it closer to the time, I couldn't get through to you. It's not my fault. I'm not asking for a new offer. I'm asking to continue the same offer I had. It should never have been canceled. I'm not asking for a new offer. I could understand if it was something new. This is something I've been getting for years.
Okay, Ms. Baker, this is not available when a customer calls in. The offers that are set in our system, they change. So I do apologize. It is not as simple as simply updating your card information.
Well,
if that offer is no longer in our system, what I'll do is I'll check on our website.
Well, you lost a long time customer. So forget it. Cancel everything. Goodbye.
Already been canceled.